and faster. Get the lowest price on the things you need with bulk and volume pricing. Then get it all where you need it and when with Buy Online, Pick Up in Store, or Job Site Delivery. You save time and money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're...
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
This what you've been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, cause now I'm getting hot enough to fuck with one and stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is tired of missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke whoever hated. My life is celebrated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail, clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, who that, that got that flame? Who that, that got that flame? Who that, that got that flame? So don't worry about my name, I gotta say.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, baby. It is Wednesday, November 7th. We're all here. All the votes have been counted. It's all over. John Martin is among those votes. Not to steal any thunder from him, but the young man is proud, and we are proud of the young man. He was in there yesterday. I saw you with your iVote sticker.
I used it.
I don't care what anybody says about you. I'm proud of you, John.
Thank you, man.
I'm proud of you for doing it.
Shake my hand.
I'm shaking your hand right
now. Thank you, man.
And we didn't need to shake hands, but I just shook your hand.
That's why this show needs to be a simulcast.
You keep saying that. I don't think anybody's interested in watching us in hoodies do this show.
Careful.
Careful. Get pulled out of here.
Why are you going to start the show like
what
that?
What are you talking about, man?
You want to start the show with some...
Hey,
you want to light a match?
Shine a light. That's what we do. That's what we do.
Speaking of light, speaking of shine, your University of Memphis Tigers... In their first game officially under Penny Hardaway, I mean, the world's going to act like they lost. But they won comfortably, 76-61 against Tennessee Tech.
Okay.
Keevan Davenport, 30. A 30 piece for Keevan Davenport.
30 and 10, pretty impressive.
Jeremiah Martin scored 10 of the team's first 15, including two back-to-back three-pointers. After the second, he turned to the crowd before it even went in and he posed because he's having a damn good time.
You sound like somebody that covers the team.
Jeremiah,
you are all in, brother.
Jeremiah having a damn good time so far this year. I'm happy for him. I'm happy for the team. Happy Penny Hardaway. They did not lose, unlike Kentucky.
Unlike Baylor.
Unlike Wichita State.
Did you see Scott Drew, that scoundrel, Bennett? Did you see him? They lost to Texas Southern.
You smoking them black and miles this morning?
Should be questioning you this morning.
Who else lost in college basketball? Michigan State lost in college basketball.
Yeah.
Like I say, Wichita
State. They got way behind. They came back.
Greg Marshall lost at home to Louisiana Tech.
Rebuild year for Greg Marshall.
It's going to be a long one. It's going to be a long one.
Remind me, did Memphis lose or win yesterday?
I can't tell from some of the coverage. However, the box score tells me that the University of Memphis won.
Okay.
So we will discuss that.
1-0 underpinning Hardaway.
In just a little bit. Here's what we have coming up on the show today. At 11:25, we're going to be joined by Rob Doster. Rob Doster covers college basketball for NBC Sports. We're going to talk to him about Memphis. We're going to talk to him about Wichita State. We're going to talk to him about Kentucky. Ooh, Kentucky. Old Kentucky rain.
Man.
In the old Kentucky rain.
Man, you sound like you're singing that with some pleasure.
You like that?
Yeah. You like Cal going down biggest. Sounds like somebody likes Cal losing by the biggest margin ever.
I reached out one night and James Wiseman was gone. You like that? You like my Elvis?
Are you singing?
Yeah, I'm crooning.
About Kentucky's the program falling apart?
My God, is that not... Did I read that's the worst loss of Cal's career?
NBA or Division I college coach.
In the old Kentucky race.
This man is reveling in it, y'all. I don't know if God likes ugly.
Well...
No, I'm good.
Because I'm beautiful.
He likes funny. and that was funny.
I appreciate that. I may whip that out.
Man, I like that. You ought to put that on wax, bro.
Kentucky Rain?
Yeah.
At my favorite Elvis song.
Man, I didn't know you had that kind of passion in you.
Anyway, Kentucky went down last night. We'll talk to Rob Doster about that. Kansas, big win for Kansas. Dietrich Lawson damn near had a triple-double. So we will talk to Rob Doster about that.
He wasn't even all that good in terms of shooting the ball.
He can be better. There's no question about it. He can be better. So we'll talk to Rob Doster about all of that at 11:25. At 12:25, we're going to talk to Sean Salisbury. Sean Salisbury, of course, usually joins us on Tuesday, but yesterday he was exercising his American right to vote. It's something that you should not take for granted. Did everybody on this show get around to voting?
Let me ask you something to be real.
Yes.
I have to raise my hands that I didn't.
Oh,
I knew this was coming.
God.
Shame me.
Oh, my God.
Shame me. I want to ask you a real question because I stood up
for
you.
How the tide has turned.
Thank you. Put me on the wall of shame next week for sure. Didn't do it.
Shame.
I know it's awful. Like, we were killing you 2 years ago, and now I'm the man you can kill. That said, I was standing up for you yesterday saying that you're going to fulfill your obligation and vote, right? People are saying, oh, no, John Moore, he's just doing it. Yeah. Is the only reason you did it because Jeff Calkins said you wouldn't? I need you to be truthful with me.
It was.
Because I was standing up for you yesterday.
It was definitely a part of it.
I knew it. It was the main motivator.
But no, I had registered 2 weeks ago.
You just wanted to prove Calkins wrong. You just wanted him to be wrong. You didn't
want
to be that guy.
My entire life has been about proving everybody wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sean Salisbury is going to join us at 12:25. He was in Louisiana all weekend talk about a damn sports weekend. I mean, you got Alabama, LSU, and then you got Saints, Rams. One game was good. The other was not. So we'll talk to Sean about that and the NFL and more at 12:25. Then at 1:25, like I said, we've been moving things around all week. It's election week. You have to improvise a little bit. Gary Parrish usually joins us today. Instead, Mark Giannotto will join us. Gary's on a flight. So we are adjusting.
He's coming back from Champions Classic.
That's right. Gary will join us on Friday.
You didn't even mention Duke. Did you see that?
Good team.
Yeah, they just probably deserved a mention before we got rolling. Go ahead.
Good team.
Good team. My goodness.
Mark Giannotto is going to join us at 1:25. We will talk to him about Gibson's Donuts. I'm just kidding. We're not going to talk to him about Gibson's Donuts. Calm down, everybody. Good God.
Now that had people
We're going to talk to him about Memphis basketball and Penny Hardaway and everything that went down last night inside FedEx Forum. Okay. Memphis wins. The night gets kicked off with an intro video. The intro video is, I tell you, it is something that everybody looks forward to every year.
Yes, we do. Don't we grade this thing? I think we put a little bit too much time in it, don't we?
We do. We probably do. I mean, we
literally, it's like film critic stuff. Like, every year we have to do this.
Running Pony, I mean, it's a little bit like Memphis Madness. It becomes hard to top at some point. You plateau. Now, last night, I don't know if this is going to translate over the air because you kind of can't see it. It's how radio works. It's theater of the mind.
Should do a simulcast.
We should do a simulcast. I think we should. Can we not get on PBS?
I'd be down for that.
Can we not get on WKNO?
I just want a camera in there on what Bennett's eating. I want to see what's in the sack lunch today. I think people would tune in.
There's so many different things we could do with cameras. That's definitely one of them. Though there wouldn't be much suspense. It'd either be like a Stouffer's pizza or edamame. I mean, it's one of the two. And an apple. Always an apple.
It'd be a lot of John walking out of the studio between breaks.
Yep.
missing his live reads.
Told y'all, ratings would be low.
A lot of that.
Anyway, the evening began with an intro video that was actually, and I don't know if anybody picked up on this, maybe they did, I just missed it, but was actually, it was paying homage to that Nike commercial from back in the day.
That's what you bring.
That's right, man.
I don't think anybody connected that, John. I didn't connect that. And now that you mention it, that's what it was.
With Vince and Jay Will.
The ball dribbling to where it makes where it's rhythmic and it makes a little song.
It's actually the same exact song.
Beat? Is it?
Yeah, it's the same exact one.
Dude, I did not even pick up on that.
Yeah, so do you have it, Bennett?
Of course the shoe guy.
Enjoy the squeaking of the shoes and the bouncing of the balls. I don't know if this is going to translate.
I think it will. Do a little description there. tigers in suits.
Yeah.
And then there's tigers and then there's tigers in jerseys. Right, and it's sort of flipping and scripping, and they're crossing over, and they're going through legs, and Penny's passing it to him. He's in his suit.
There we go. I like the narration there.
They were working it.
It was good. And at the end, you know, they're all in suits, and they cross their arms, like, and there's a tiger growl, right?
You're right. It didn't translate as well over the radio. You're right. Your fears were right. They've been realized.
I had a bad feeling.
Still, though, you get the drift. You get the drift.
Bennett really wanted to play this.
The players had not seen it, Penny said, after the game, until then.
Oh, wow, okay.
And he thought, I mean, they were all impressed by it.
No, I like
and
it.
And I think everybody in the arena was.
It's not intimidating. Right? It's not really intimidating.
There's a couple screams in there, you know what I'm saying? They try to throw a few in there.
I liked it, though, because it was just symbolic of the time right now in the program, which is everybody's having fun again. You're cool again. You're having fun again. Everything's awesome. You know, and in this video, everybody's dancing and having a good time.
Right, everybody doing the shoot and all that
stuff. I'm down with it because it's representative. It actually very accurately reflects the mood right now in the city. You know, it's not all friggin' Final Four a bust right now.
Right.
They can save that intro video for next year. This year's all about having fun. So
let's give it a ding, Bennett. Every year we got to judge that intro video. Let's give it a ding on the 18-19 season.
We didn't do this last year, did we?
Well, I think, like you said, things had kind of plateaued.
Yeah, exactly.
You only had so much to work with.
That's exactly right.
Put it that way.
You know what I would have done, though, while we're on the subject?
Oh, you're going to top it. You've got a great idea.
I mean, if we're going to go back to last year, I would have had Tubby Smith on a motorcycle set to Limp Bizkit. Rollin'. That's what I would have done for the intro video.
Who's that getting fired up?
Huh?
That's going to get the crowd fired up?
Yeah, exactly. Have you not heard that song, Limp Bizkit, Rollin'?
Of course I've heard that song. Why is that? What's the significance with Tubby?
He's on the motorcycle.
The program's rolling?
He falls
off the motorcycle, John. Know, we know what happens this, on the motorcycle. He doesn't roll.
In this scenario.
He's falling.
In this scenario, he does not fall off the motorcycle.
Why are we talking about Tubby Smith on a day like today?
That's a good point. That's a damn good point. Last night was a lot of fun. Jeremiah Martin had a good time. Kevin Davenport had a good time. Great game. Career high time. The crowd was abundant. 15,000 plus there in the building last night.
And announced. Yep.
But that's the biggest announced crowd they've had since 2015-16.
Significant.
That is significant. Can you believe it's been that long? I can. You know, I actually can.
Yes.
And that was probably a season. I mean, that was obviously a season high in 2015-16. There was one game. I don't know which one it was, but there was one game where they averaged that. You know, and then the year before that, it probably wasn't great either. So, And you have to believe it's going to get better as the season goes on, right? Do you think attendance will get better as the season goes on, or do you think it will get worse?
No, I think this team will win. I think this team will, as it was picked by coaches in the AAC, finish top four, top five, top three. I still believe that in the AAC. So people will be engaged and involved, and I think the crowds will go up as the opponents get better. There's no question about it. I have no doubt about that. Look, to your point, the atmosphere was there, right? It felt again, everybody's smiling. Nobody's, oh, gosh, what's going to happen this season? Everybody's thinking about, you know, great expectations. How high can the ceiling be?
Yep.
You haven't been in that position in a while, and at least in the last 3 to 4 years, to where you've got some hope and you're talking NCAA tournament, or at least the possibility of it, right? And so you had that atmosphere. To your point, the video gets everybody hype. You come out and the Tigers are on fire to start the game. Jeremiah Martin, as you said, he's hitting everything. They go up by double digits as soon as the game, and you're thinking, holy cow, this is just like the exhibitions. These guys are going to blow out just about everybody they play.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, something that we all should have expected happens. And it happened all through that game. Those freshmen that we had talked about all preseason long and all summer long as Penny got them and put that class together, they struggled, okay? And here's the thing. We expected it. Some of us expected it. And what did we say? Because this team won't have to rely on them, right? You won't have to rely on Tyler Harris to get you 30 to win. You won't have to rely on Alex Lomax being a stud every night like you would, right? Like you would in some coaching transitions. You won't have to do that here. And you saw it last night. That came to fruition. Like what we said, you saw. Kevin Davenport, 30 and 10 in the middle of everything, getting the ball in the middle of the lane, making all the decisions, you know, things running through him. And then Jeremiah Martin, obviously, last night, particularly in the first half. Goes 4-4, 2-2 to start the game. Hits the big threes, to your point. The crowd is going nuts. They're on their feet again. It's feeling like Memphis basketball. And he's all in the middle of it. And, John, that's what we said. Those are the guys.
Right.
Keep in mind, Mike Parks didn't play last night. And Lord knows they needed him. Because the rebounding, and I heard you say this with Jeff, that's real. That's a real concern. But these freshmen are going to be up and down. The thing the Tigers have going for them, and we're joking here about Tubby Smith, this is where you get real, is that what we've said. They've got the best parts of what was a solid team last year under Tubby Smith, a 21-win team. They've got the best parts of it. It's Jeremiah Martin. It's Keevan Davenport, the guys that carried you last night. And hopefully for Memphis,
yep,
which is clearly thin inside, we saw it again last night. You were out-rebounding that game. Mike Parks is one of those anchors for you. He was available last night.
But they're being cautious.
But Penny didn't want to. Penny, you know, if things in the first half were going crazy, Penny said, you know, they're rolling, and he didn't want to throw him in there in the second half. So I expect, you know, obviously we don't know what kind of shape he'll be in. He hadn't played. But you expect to have Mike Parks for LSU
right
next Tuesday on the road.
Right. Yes, that would help. That would help a lot.
Oh, now, you need it. You
again,
need it.
Again, I don't know how much he's going to change Memphis's fortunes on the boards, because he's not the Mike Parks of last year. He's different. His body is different. He's lost a lot of weight.
Well, Mike is capable of being physical underneath the basket.
Right.
He's never going to be that above-the-rim guy that I think Penny had kind of hoped, if he lost 10 pounds, 15 pounds,
right,
that he could become. But he's more of type of a, let's be real, we said it last year, he's more of a Chris Massey type. Remember him back in the day? You know, big and strong underneath. And look, he's a little bit lighter now at 250. Not as thick as he was, but he's comfortable. I'll put it that way, of moving people around inside, as opposed to, and this you saw it last night, and Isaiah Maurice, who we've said we think is more of a finesse big, when he went up against other big guys last night. Keep in mind, you're talking about big guys from Tennessee Tech. What did he do? And got you 3 rebounds in 11 minutes. He wasn't good enough for you. So that's why it's imperative, you know, that Mike Parks get a good, healthy Mike Parks in there to help on these boards, because that, it's something we said was going to happen. That is real, you know, particularly with not knowing on Lance Thomas.
Now, as far as the game itself is concerned, a lot of people said after the game, there's a lot of work to do.
Sure. It's the first game.
LSU.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, this is not a preseason top 25 team. This is, you know, keep in mind, this is not Penny. This is not even Penny's team, right? I mean, it's got some pieces that Penny recruited, you know, Isaiah Maurice, Alex Lomax, Tyler Harris.
I know he's thankful to have Keevan and
David
and Jeremiah Martin, though, even though they're not, you know, technically guys he recruited.
But
be thankful today to have
them. That's a good point. I mean, that's true, too. Without them, they don't win that game last night.
Good possibility they don't.
Yeah, but he doesn't have his full arsenal of guys yet. And also the freshman that he does have, They're not named Zion Williamson and R.J. Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're guys who are going to take time, who are going to, you know, need reps. Like, I thought Tyler Harris last night. Everybody's freaking out about Tyler Harris. He is not going to go over again.
He did what a lot of freshmen, you know, who have made a reputation coming out of high school, and most Division I college players do, being a big-time scorer. You know, Tyler went in there last night. He takes the first shot of that game. He's looking to be the guy that scores the first points on a Penny Hardaway.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see him totally different than what he had done in the first two games for the most part.
Yep.
At the end of the CBU game was a little different. He was shot hunting. But for the most part in those two exhibitions, they came in the flow. And last night from the very beginning, you saw, I thought, Tyler trying to force things. That's what happens with freshmen. Alex Lomax last night, he had been pretty good in the two exhibitions, had been, you know, great in terms of assist, great at 11 steals in the two exhibitions. Last night, if you look at his box, if you look at the line, 8 total points, right, 5 rebounds, one of the guys who, you know, that's second most on the team tie with Rainier. As a guard, he stuck his nose in there, gave you 4 assists, 2 turnovers, you say, and 2 steals, you'd say not that bad. But you saw in the second half, he's sitting on the bench.
Yep.
A lot of people have asked about, you know, what's going to happen with the backcourt, and you've written about it over at The Athletic, Penny's trust with Alex Lomax. Probably a lot of people thought that no matter what kind of mistakes Alex Lomax is going to make on that floor, he's going to be on that floor. You saw in the second half, Penny Hardaway didn't like what Alex Lomax was doing out there, and he benched him. Now, things went a little awry, too. That's when the offense stalled. You know, Jeremiah's back to running things, right, instead of being off the ball and kind of just worrying about scoring. And here's what I think.
here's one thing. Penny didn't get specific about what it was with Alex yesterday. He was disappointed in his game. And again, I read you the line. Solid for a freshman. In that second half, and even in the first half, and he was successful with it sometimes in the first half, Alex was gambling defensively. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, he's going to be one of your best defenders, one that you've got to rely on. This guy that Penny trusts, sixth grade, remember?
Yep.
He was gambling a lot defensively, and you could see it early on. He didn't respect those guys. He thought he respects his opponent. Don't get me wrong, but I could see in Alex that it was a feeling of, oh, we're better than these guys, and I'm gonna take this ball anytime I want it. You know what I mean? And what that resulted in, guys, was opportunities for Tennessee Tech to get easy buckets. Because here's the deal: when the Tigers guards or young guards are gambling, and guys are getting by them, this team has no rim protector. Okay? Yep. This team doesn't, we've said it already, this team doesn't have a big right now. Maybe Lance Thomas can be that. We've said he's active. I'm not sure that's what he is. But right now, they don't have a guy that you fear at the rim. And so when those Tigers guards gamble,
right,
you're giving up free buckets at the rim.
Yep.
And I think that's why, that was a big part of why Alex was sitting in that second half. That's Penny coaching. And that's Penny telling, you know, a guy that we all thought and knew he's going to be out there day one because of that trust level, that was coaching, I thought. But you saw, too, maybe even a little bit of the grassroots in Penny. You know, guys were making mistakes. He was sitting them down. He's putting another guy in. He never really last night let guys, other than his vets.
Yeah.
You know, Jeremiah in the second half wasn't as good as the first. He was pulling them, and he's putting the next guy in. That will change. You know, the rotation will shorten up. But, again, I'm hearing a lot of, oh, there's a lot of work to do before LSU. And, of course, there is. Of course there is. But I was – and, listen, I know a lot of times I've been accused of being on the sunny side of everything with the Tigers. I was encouraged in the sense that this, your vets were what they're supposed to be. Jeremiah and Keevan Davenport are the guys you're going to have to rely on. You won a game against a bad team by double digits with your freshmen basically doing nothing for you. On most nights, that won't be the case. That was an encouraging thing. Was an encouraging thing, I thought, to see Penny kind of coach those freshmen, right? To see, you know, you win a game with Tyler Harris scoring zero. Now, will they go into LSU and get hammered? It's possible. That's an athletic, that's a physical, that's a big team in Will Wade's second year.
Right.
But don't let, you know, that one game where the freshmen struggle, and probably we should have suspected they would, make you think, holy cow, there's no chance this season. This is way worse than I thought. Now, I think last night, in the sense that from what you got, again, a career high from Keevan Davenport, Jeremiah Martin looks good. The other guy's going to step up. Kareem Bruton, he'll be better than he was last night. You know, you've still got those options. Rebounding and defensively inside, serious concerns, though. Serious concerns.
Yeah, I think that's real. I think the rest of that stuff is correctable. I think you could chalk it up, a lot of it, to just this is a young team.
Now, if you don't, seriously, you don't have Keevan and you don't have Jeremiah out there last night, you're probably losing that game relying on those freshmen.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, but this is it's a top 30 recruiting class, not a top 5 recruiting class. And there's a big difference there. There is a big difference. Now, you know, next year, it's going to be a different story.
Yeah.
You know, DJ Jeffries had 51 last night. You know, your freshman next year, not that I'm writing off this one. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you knew coming in there were going to be nights like that for Tyler Harris.
Well, I didn't expect zero.
Well,
let's be real.
Not zero. But there were going to be struggles. Like,
and while I've said they'll be better, here's the thing. I've said, you know, LO's got to stop gambling defensively because you're the head of it. Tyler can't let his game and his contributions to it be dictated by whether or not he's making three-pointers. You have to be more than that. And here's the thing about Tyler, like a guy like that who's always, if he's had anything to ever fall back on as a basketball player, it's that wicked jump shot. Mm-hmm. It's that shot. That's what he and here's the difference, and it will be for all freshmen going from high school to college. Well, if he was off in a high school game, he had all night to get back on because you're the guy that's expected to take the shots.
Yep.
Now you got to get him in the flow.
Yep.
So last night he's trying to figure out, how do I contribute when I'm 0-6 from the field, from the, you know, 3-point range? What else? He's got to find. Look, I remember this very clearly. Chris Crawford, former Tiger, had a good, great career here, 1,000-point scorer, would have nights where if he wasn't hitting threes,
yep.
Chris, a guy that was very capable of doing the other thing. You saw him, I think I had a triple-double down in the Bahamas one year, okay? Very capable of rebounding, assists, all of it. If he wasn't hitting threes, sometimes he'd let it dictate the rest of his game. A lot like John Martin, A lot like when he's hooping over there at the church.
Yep.
Right? If you're not hitting the threes, you're not going to do it. Not going to play as good a defense.
I do have
not going to put your nose in there.
Yeah, but
And Tyler's got to fit. That'll be Tyler's transition.
More to my game than just shooting, though.
I like how you want to talk about your game.
Vision.
Yep. I like how you want to talk about your game, Patty.
I have impeccable vision, so that's something that you should bring up.
That is something Tyler will need to. They've all got something. Isaiah Maurice got to be tougher. What is Antoine Jones right now? Still trying to figure that out. No, that's what you've got with freshmen. The good thing for Memphis is they've got vets to back them up on nights that those freshmen are trying to figure things out. That's what we saw last night.
Mm-hmm. All right, when we come back, Rob Dosh is going to join us. We'll talk to Rob about this, about Kentucky's loss last night, and how good Duke looked. Lots to get to with Rob. We'll talk to him when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, Tennessee. GEICO presents Need to Know Information, because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Yesterday, I did nothing but eat potato chips and ice cream and listen to 80s emo music.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I only floss my teeth twice a year when the dentist does it for me.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
Sometimes I act like I'm texting someone, but I'm really just taking a bunch of selfies.
And not needed. But you should know GEICO has local agents in your area that could help you find even more ways to save. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Tennessee, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
It's the Ram Black Friday sales event, where unbeatable capability meets unbeatable deals on our entire lineup of Ram trucks. You won't need an extravagant light display when the true showstopper is the Ram 1500, named one of Ward's 10 best interiors. Nor will any holiday errand be too much to handle, thanks to Ram 1500's best-in-class V8 towing and the available Hemi V8 engine. And with Ram 3500's best-in-class fifth-wheel towing, you'll give Old St. Nick's sled a run for its money. Have yourself a merry, capable Christmas with great deals this season, only at the Ram Black Friday sales event. Now get $6,800 in total values on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. And current competitive pickup owners get an additional $1,000 bonus cash. Class based on light-duty pickups and 350, 3500 pickups when properly equipped. Properly secure all cargo. Always tow within the vehicle's capacity. Total values include combined cash allowances and 2300 Bighorn package value. No trading required. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days prior to purchase. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 12/3/18.
By O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $25.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save money with 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $25.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Joe Stewart Body Shop is the best body shop in town. They've got the original location at 2916 Summer Avenue, and they've also got Joe Stewart Collision of Collierville, family-owned and operated since 1969. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Car Repair Shop for the last 5 years running. They're certified by Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Acura, and Honda, but they can work on any make or model. Take your car to Joe Stewart Body Shop, because taking your car anywhere else would be an accident.
Right, it's an old fortune teller machine.
Yeah, I think I've got a quarter.
Soon, prescription drugs will put you in the poorhouse, not a beach house.
There goes our nest egg.
How did he know about our plans for a beach house?
I see everything.
Whoa. Oh, my. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. Have questions about affordable Part D prescription drug plans? Give us a call or visit fbhealthplans.com. Farm Bureau Health Plans. We've got you covered.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room. With flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing, it'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch, or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on Highland is Memphis' hottest new spot for great plate lunches. Take a look at the menu and specials anytime at thebluffmemphis.com.
Come
Come to Backyard Burger's fall promotion and get a classic burger and soft drink for only $4.99. That's a full third-pound flame-grilled Black Angus burger and a 20-ounce drink for $4.99 at Backyard Burger's. Available for a limited time, so stop by their backyard today.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Fleet Sales Event is going on right now over at Commercial Equipment Company. They're at 5520 Shelby Oaks Drive. Get on over there right now. So right now you can get all Gravely Commercial lawnmowers, including all walk-behind, zero-turn, and stand-on mowers on sale.
Remember, you get 0% financing for up to 48 months on selected models. It's a Gravely Commercial Fleet Sales Event going on at Commercial Equipment. They're at 5520 Shelby Oaks Drive, as John said, just south of Summer Avenue. You can call them up at 275-8177. Again, 901-275-8177. They've got a great deal on blowers as well.
They do, because the leaves are coming off those trees. Get up to $50 off blowers on the most powerful blowers on the market. Just call for more details or stop by and let Jose help you pick out the blower that's going to work best for you. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Last night was the official ushering in of the new college basketball season. Rob Doster is all over it for NBC Sports. He joins us now. Rob, what up, brother?
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
Everything is good in Memphis. I know a lot of people were focused on Duke and Zion Williamson and R.J. Barrett. But what did you make of Tennessee Tech? I'm just kidding, Rob. I'm not going to ask you about Tennessee Tech. But it was the first win for Penny Hardaway. And we'll get to the Champions Classic, of course. But it was the first win for Penny Hardaway at the University of Memphis. And some people in Memphis are kind of like, man, they don't think it was by enough. They don't think the margin of victory was enough. What should we tell them?
I mean, just tell them that to remember, you know, what, 8 months ago, they were being coached by Cubby Smith and playing in front of, what, like 3,000 people?
Yes,
on a team that didn't even matter in the city. So, and now you're, you know, you have the second best player on your team dropping 30 points on somebody and you're winning. And there's excitement in the city. You know, I would just say, you know, relax.
They were picked to finish fourth in the American by coaches in the preseason poll. I don't know if we've talked to you since then. Is that about right? I mean, I know Wichita State took a tough one at home last night to Louisiana Tech. Is that about right to you, fourth in the AAC, or do you think there's room for more?
Yeah, you know, I think they're right about there. I think that the top of the conference is probably UCF, Houston, and Cincinnati. And then I think you have Memphis and UConn and SMU, and then some of those teams kind of in that range. But, you know, honestly, I don't think anyone in the ACC or in the AAC is necessarily all that great. You know, I think UCF is probably the best team in the league, but I don't think that they're head and shoulders above anybody else. So let's say that Alex Lomax kind of shakes off this 0-for-6 shooting performance and, you know, these freshman guards end up being a little bit better than maybe they played in the opener, which, you know, is kind of understandable. Your first game, you're playing in front of whatever, like 15,000, whatever people, however many people are in that building. You know, you shake that off, you come back, you get a little bit better, Still got Davenport dropping 30. You still got Jeremiah Martin doing things that he does. And suddenly you got a team that might be pretty good. And then, you know, pretty good might be enough to actually win the AAC this season, whether or not you win the league outright. Or, you know, it's one of these situations where, you know, four or five teams end up with like a 13-5 record, whatever it ends up being. It's a wide open conference. Anybody can win that league. And I certainly would put Memphis in that conversation.
Yeah, Rob, we know they're going to to struggle on the boards. That appears to be something that's going to be maybe a season. They are thin there. They're hoping they can get a waiver request on Lance Thomas, a transfer from Louisville, get him eligible because they are thin inside. And so I say that to ask you, their next one is against number 23 LSU down in Baton Rouge. How tough a matchup will that be? How good can LSU be this season? That's an athletic LSU team under Will Wade in the second year, isn't it?
Yeah, they got a ton of talent on that roster. Mm-hmm. My question with them is, so I think that their most talented player is this kid, Naz Reid, who's a five-star recruit from New Jersey.
Yes, sir.
Who is a guy that, he basically does everything that you want, like a combo forward to do. You know, he's about 6'10", he's athletic, he can make threes, he can run, he can jump. He is kind of everything that you look for in that kind of a player in you know, what basketball is nowadays. But he's also a guy who's motor runs hot and cold, who has a tendency to kind of float in and out of games. So it kind of depends on what, you know, whether or not he's going to show up and decide he wants to play. You know, he was really good in their opener. I think he had, 17-6, something like that. The kid you got to watch out for. If you're not a very good rebounding team, they got another dude named Emmett Williams.
Yes. He's a beast.
His motor don't stop. Man. He might end up being the best rebounder on that team. He's crazy athletic. He's a little bit undersized. You know, he's one of those guys where if you can kind of get past the fact that he's playing against your team, you're really going to enjoy watching. He's just fun, man. Kids that play hard, I've always thought that is a skill, you know. Being able to always have a high motor, being able to always play hard and defend hard and rebound hard, that's something that you can't teach somebody to do that.
Right.
And Emmett Williams has that. So, and obviously, Trevon Waters, man, like, there's nothing else to say. He's an All-American, so that is a very talented LSU team. I'm not fully all in on them just because.
I like that. I liked it, though, that you're not all in on them. Most people are.
Yeah, I want to see it, man. You got to prove it to me, especially when, you know, it's hard to win when you have a whole bunch of freshmen. I think we've seen that with Duke and Kentucky in past seasons. And, you know, we've never seen Will Wade try to coach a bunch of freshmen like this. So prove it to me before I'm all in on you.
I'm with you.
So we were asked as part of the athletic roundtable earlier this week, Rob, like who in the preseason top 10 would be the most disappointing? And I know it's all kind of relative, right? Like preseason top 10 disappointment. What does that even look like? But I said Kentucky. And I said Kentucky because I know they added Reed Travis, and that was a terrific pickup and a much-needed pickup. But eventually, you know, you're going to get into a year, and we've seen it before with Cal when you add these freshmen. Not that they're the only program that does it, but it just does take time. And sometimes it's a clumsy process, and sometimes it just doesn't work. I'm not saying it won't, but last night was the worst loss of Calipari's career. What do you make of this Kentucky team and the fact that they were just outmatched by a Duke team that is also young?
I just, before I get into that, I just want to commend you on an excellent kind of humble brag right there. You slid that in. You didn't think I was going to notice, but you came and said, I am the one that picked Kentucky to be.
I was the brave one.
Rob, it's every day.
I was the brave one, Rob. No, everybody else thought Kentucky was cutting down the net.
That's what I deal with every day.
I'm impressed that you slid that in and you tried to get it by me out, but I was a fool. So here's my thing with Kentucky, right? Like, I think we probably should have seen this coming. And I'll give you credit for spotting this because this is a team that – so they have, like, nine guys that are all good enough to be the starters on, like, a top five, top ten caliber team, right? I think every single one of those scholarship players, one through nine, is good enough to start on a team that we say is a preseason top five team. The problem is every single one of them should be, like, the fourth best guy on that team. They don't have a star. Right, maybe Keldon Johnson, but Keldon Johnson to me has got a little bit of like, he's got a little Miles Bridges in his game, whereas he's good at everything, and he's a guy you want to be like your hardest worker, your best defender, the dude that's going to crash the glass, the dude that is going to, you know, come off the screens and finish at the rim. He's somebody that you want to be your second or third option. You don't want him to be your go-to guy. Mm-hmm. So one, I don't know if they have a star. But think about it like this. If you're a coach and you're a game planner for Kentucky, who are you scared of? No one on that roster is scared. You're game planning for Duke, like, you have nightmares about trying to stop R.J. Barrett. You have nightmares about how you're going to stop Zion Williams. You game plan for Kansas. You have nightmares about how you're going to slow down Dedrick Lawson, who, by the way, had 20-14-6 last night in the game where he didn't even really play all that well.
Yep.
So
yep.
With Kentucky, there's nobody that you're really scared of. And the other part of it is, and this is one of the biggest concerns I have with them, is that if you take their best five defensive players, right, and you take their best five offensive players, there's only one guy that is on both of those teams. They have one player on that roster that is a two-way guy, and that's Kelvin Johnson. He's going to be in their best defensive team. Yeah. He's going to be in their best offensive team. Beyond that, you know, Kwadwo Green, you need him on the floor as a secondary ball handler because your two freshman point guard aren't quite good enough. But if he's on the floor, Kelvin Johnson has to be on the floor too. One of those point guards has to be on the floor. That means Tyler Hero's on the bench. Tyler Hero's their best offensive weapon. He's the guy that kind of plays that, like, Malik Monk, Jamal Murray, Kevin Knox role where they run him off the screens and they try to get him coming off of curls and they try to get him open looks from three. Now, if you have Tyler Hero on the floor, then you got to make a decision. Do you want Kwadwo Green at the point? Yeah. That's probably not going to be all that good for you. Do you want one of those freshman point guards on the floor then as well? Well, then that means you have to make a decision between Tyler Hero and Keldon Johnson. And it just kind of goes down the line like that. Like, they have a lot of guys that are really good at the role that they are going to be asked to play, but they don't necessarily have guys that can do anything more than the job that they're going to be asked to do, and that's a red flag to me.
Yeah, well put, well put. Have you, on the other side of things, obviously Duke just rolls in that one, and they blow our minds with how good those freshmen are. Their freshmen, their four freshmen, outscore Kentucky's entire team. Zion Williamson, have you ever in your life seen anything like this? A guy that looks like a defensive end or tight end body in the NFL flying through the air, you know, cuffing guys, going to the rim and then taking it full court and dropping off dimes. I mean, is there, as good as we all know that R.J. Barrett is, and he's clearly the best player on that team, like your eyes are just fixed on Zion, aren't they?
Yeah, man. So fun to watch. People aren't supposed to be that athletic, right, and do the things that he does. People that are like 80 pounds less than him.
He's
270?
Yes.
6'7", and he can move like that? I bet he's one of those dudes that's never lifted a weight in his life either. He's just natural like that. And I don't know what you do with him, man. Like, I honestly have no idea what you can do with him. And here's the scariest part about Duke to me. So they basically have three guys that would be the best kind of wing small forward on any other roster.
On anybody's team.
Right?
Yes.
So if you're going to stop R.J. Barrett, you got to put your best wing defender on him, right? You have to. That's the only way that you can slow him down. And then you have Zion Williamson out there. And you have to put, like, your biggest and your strongest wing defender on him. So you got your two best perimeter defenders locked up on those two. What that means is that now Cam Reddish is probably going up against the worst defender that you have on your perimeter, right? And Cam Reddish might be the third best player in all of college basketball. Think about that.
Yeah.
Like, this is actually – And tell me what you think about this. I think this is the best possible scenario for him, right? Because there are questions about how good he might end up being as a pro, and he's got some attitude issues, and he wasn't necessarily – you know how they call people winning basketball players?
Yep.
He was like the opposite of that when he was in high school. But now he goes to college, and he's going to spend the entire season going up against dudes like Tyler Hero, who he is going to absolutely torture. So he might not put up the monster numbers.
Yep.
But he's going to have a ton of great film. He's going to look. He's going to put together highlights, and he's going to put together some level of efficiency that's going to have the NBA GM probably reach a little bit higher than he should to pick him. So I think this is a phenomenal scenario for Reddish.
Oh, really?
He can just kind of buy into the idea that, okay, I'm going to let those two do their thing, and I'm going to be here, and I'm going to put up these numbers, and I'm going to impress people. I'm going to go top three, top four, top five in the draft, whether or not I actually deserve it.
That's well put.
We are, of course, talking to the great Rob Doster. Covers college basketball. Does it well for NBC Sports. He's on Twitter at Rob Doster. Rob, what are the odds that when we look up in April, one of these teams in the Champions Classic, whether it's, you know, Michigan State, Kansas, Duke, or Kentucky, is cutting down the nets? I mean, pretty good, right? I mean, those are probably, you know, four of the best.
What kind of odds would I have to give you for you to take the field against me taking Duke for a national title?
I mean,
right now.
I mean, the thing about the NCAA
That's
tournament.
A great question.
The thing about the NCAA tournament that I do like is that it's so ridiculous and there's such variance that the odds would not have to be as astronomical as you think. Like, if you gave me 60-1, I'd take the field.
60-1 in the field. Like, but think about that though. Like, that's just one team. You know, at any other point, think about any other season. Was there ever another team where you were like, yeah, I need 60-1 odds to take the field? No, you're like,
right,
8-1, and I'll probably take it, right?
Right.
That kind of puts into context what this Duke team is. You know what it reminds me of? in 2014 at the Champions Classic, actually in that same building, Kentucky took out a top five team in Kansas. They won 72-40. They had them to 12 points in the second half. Kansas, a team that had Wayne Selden, a team that had Kelly.
I remember Ridge,
A team that had future All-Americans, shot under 20% from the floor against that Kentucky team, who had Carl Towns and Devin Booker and Trey Lyles and Tyler Ulis and Willie Cauley-Stein and the Harrison twins. And that Kentucky team, when that happened, we all knew that they were really good, right? But when we saw that performance, I think that's when everyone kind of woke up and said, I don't know how you're going to go out and beat them. And it's not just because they had the talent. Like, obviously, Devin Booker is what he is now. Carl Towns is what he is now. You know, Willie Cauley-Stein was a top six pick in the draft or whatever he was. Tyler Ulis ended up being an All-American. Trey Lyles, the Harrison, they're all in the NBA now. It's not just that they had the talent. It's that those guys bought into what their role is. And that's what's scary with this Duke team. It's not just that they got the two, maybe three best players on the court every single time that they play.
Yep.
It's that they got a top 10 recruit in Trey Jones that is perfectly fine just being a guy that defends and facilitates and wins. It's that they have a pair of big men in Javon Delorier and Marquise Bolden that are fine rebounding and being big in front of the rim and doing their job as well as they possibly can. It's that they have guys off the bench like Jack. Did you even know they had a guy named Jack White on their roster? That dude came out and had 9 points, 11 boards, six offensive rebounds, and three assists. Alex O'Connell came in off the bench and knocked down three threes. Like, they have all these dudes that are really, really talented and that are players like Trey Jones, like Marquise Bolden, that were top 15 prospects that are just out there doing the job and are happy to do it. That's what is the scary part to me. It's not only that they can go out and put together a performance like this against the consensus top three team in college basketball.
Yeah.
It's that they're doing it, and they have guys that are going to be asked to play a role, happy to play that role. That's scary.
No doubt about it. You mentioned Dedrick Lawson, and I tell you what, Rob, we all know he doesn't have the NBA athleticism. You know, we saw that from the numbers at the combine, but, man, has he got everything else. You mentioned he had 24-14-6 last night. My question to you, is he a first-round draft pick, Dedrick Lawson? What do you think?
I probably would not take him in the first round just because, you know, his ceiling is kind of limited, man. Like, you know what he is. He's got a little bit of an old man throwback game. I don't know
exactly
who he guards at the NBA level.
Yeah.
But I think he plays in the NBA, and I think he'll last for a little while because when you have guys that are 6'9", that can handle the ball the way that he handles the ball, that can make threes. Now, I know he was over two last night, but he made 6 or 8 threes in those exhibitions. Like, I think that jump shot is going to be a weapon this year. He's a really good – like, he's underrated as a passer. People don't realize how well he moves the ball. They had one play last night where they did this a couple times. They gave him the ball about 17 feet right about the foul line, and they ran a screen and roll with him and Duke as Buki. And
he throws up the lob.
Fours,
yep.
Yeah, he threw the lob for the
yes,
dunk.
Sir.
And you're putting fours and fives and asking him to guard ball screens like that with a guy that can pass the way Deke can pass.
Yep.
That's tough to stop. And you know, I think when you have dudes that are just basketball players like that, they end up finding a role. So I don't know if I would take him in the first round, maybe towards the end, but it would not shock me at all if he ended up, you know, carving out some like 5 or 6 year career in the NBA. Whether I don't even know if he ends up being a starter, but I think there's a spot for him. I think there's a job for him, and I would not be shocked to look up in like 2020 and see Dedrick Lawson. Wait, 2025. I forgot what year it was. 2025 and see him still on like an NBA roster.
Like a slower slow-mo. Like a slower Kyle Anderson.
Oof.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like something like that.
There's a spot, though, because of that IQ and because of the numbers that he can put up. But I'm with you, Rob. Yeah. I think there's a spot. Yep.
And he's got the size. He can pass the ball. He knows how to play. He can shoot a little
bit.
He can space the floor for you. He can attack a closeout. You can put him in different situations and kind of take advantage of the fact that, you know, he does have a little bit of perimeter ability. Like, how long did Boris Diaw play in the NBA? And he's like the opposite of athletic. I might be more athletic than him.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Hey, Rob, you're the best, man. We appreciate
it,
as always.
Thank you for this, brother.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Yep, he is Rob Doster. Covers college basketball for NBC Sports. Interesting little tidbit over at The Athletic from our colleague, Jason Shams Sharania. He says,
that feels weird saying now that he's our colleague.
Yeah,
should get him on the show sometime since he's a colleague.
The Grizzlies, after releasing guard Andrew Harrison, are prioritizing signing a veteran center. Sources tell Shams. Now I'm looking at the I'm over at RealGM.com.
Yeah, let's hear who the veteran centers are out there, John.
Ugly.
Uh oh.
Ugly.
I mean, I guess they could go the China route. But I'll just give you a few names here, okay?
We mind China. We might find something there.
All right, I got the dings and buzzes ready.
Let's actually go. We'll do this when we come back. Okay. We'll figure out who the veteran center is that the Grizzlies are going to sign, according to the Real GM free agent tracker. That's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offers 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Hey there, I'm Lindsay Zarniak. I'm a sportscaster, and I love sports. One of the things I love most about it is the adrenaline I feel, whether I'm at a racetrack, before a big race, on a football field, before a big NFL game, on the court covering the NBA, or at a baseball stadium, maybe covering hockey. But one thing that I also seem to find around those experiences is music. And music is the one thing I would say that I love just as much as sports, specifically country music. I want to be able to bridge these two worlds. This podcast called Players is just that. You're going to hear from the biggest names in country music, like Chris Young, Lee Bryce, Cole Swindell. That's only the beginning. Make sure that you subscribe to my new podcast called Players. Tell all your friends, and it would be really helpful if you could tell them to tell like 100 friends so that we can just keep this party going. Go to applepodcastradio.com. Players with Lindsay Zarniak. Find it wherever you can get your podcasts.
If you're looking for smart ways to save money, just stop by your neighborhood Kroger. Right now, it's time for the Buy 10, Save 5 event. Just choose from a great selection of participating items. And when you buy any 10, you'll save $5 instantly at checkout. Choose from items like Kellogg's Eggo waffles, Simple Truth organic eggs, Kroger brand premium orange juice, and lots more. Go to Kroger.com or use the app for more info. The Buy 10, Save 5 event is on now. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
The Live Love Memphis Group is the official realtor of the Memphis Grizzlies. They've sold over 1,100 houses in 10 years.
And now she's sold mine, John. The website is livelovememphis.com. The phone number is 901-685-6000. The person I asked for is Jennifer Carstensen. She took care of me. She's going to take care of you, too.
Downtown Dining Week is November 5th through 11th. Nearly 50 downtown restaurants offering three-course dinners for just $20.18 and lunch specials for $10.18. Find your favorite restaurant at downtowndiningweek.com and make your reservation today. Sponsored by Coppola Winery, Herradura Tequila, and your local distillery, Old Dominic.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Wednesday, November 14th at the Orpheum Theater. Tickets on sale now at the venue box office and at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. No matter where you happen to be in Memphis, you are probably near O'Reilly Auto Parts because they have locations all throughout the Memphis area. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you are guaranteed to get the everyday low price on all the parts you need. Their guaranteed low prices ensure that you are always getting their best deal. In fact, they will match any local auto parts store's price on any like item. They've got the parts you need at prices that you can be sure of at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Opposition want them all dead. I don't like you, want your friend instead. Free the guys, all unfed. Plug talk, hello, free throw, two shots, Rick's in. What's that, backboard? New wheel.
Germantown Hardware and Paints is family owned and operated by the Wagners since 2001. You can take their prices and compare them to any big box store. They're going to match them or they're going to beat them. That's where Jason and I got our big green eggs, and we're proud owners of those big green eggs. It's been raining, so I've had my beautiful cover over it. I was like looking at the cover. You like looking at your cover?
It's nice, isn't it?
It's nice, man. We're on brand.
Let's do it together. BGE.
BGE. BGE. See, it's a little bit like a cult, right? When you buy a big green egg, you become one with the cult.
That's right.
Except it's not the Jim Jones Kool-Aid. It's just like juicy steak.
That's right.
That's what you get.
And listen, you don't want to get in our BGE clique. That's okay. You can be a Weber Grill guy or gal. Because Germantown Hardware and Paint's the largest dealer of Weber grills in the Mid-South, so they got you covered there on all the Weber grills and all the Weber grill accessories. If you want to do that route, we suggest you go BGE. They've also got all the Benjamin Moore paints your heart could desire for every project you need. That staff's going to help you pick out just the right color for that project. They're at Germantown and Poplar. You can visit them there or online at germantownhardware.com.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Sean Salisbury is going to join us at 12:25. We will talk to him about the NFL, about his weekend, and more when he joins us at 12:25. But anyway, we were just talking about it. There's a report over at The Athletic from our colleague Sham Sharania about the Grizzlies prioritizing signing a veteran center. They need some front court depth. Obviously, with Jermichael Green missing, you know, a month or more with the broken jaw. And I went over to RealGM.com and I gave the current free agent list a look-see.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured maybe we could go through this and determine who we like the most.
What'd you find on there? Some hot garbage on that pile?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's find the best of it.
You got to find the least smelly garbage, the least offensive.
Maybe there's a treasure in there.
I doubt it. But here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm excited.
Are you ready for the?
I can hear it in your voice, Bennett.
This man
still very high on.
We're gonna
where this team
they're
can
not
go.
Gonna, they're not gonna parachute in and save the Grizzlies versus the Nuggets tonight.
Don't need to try to bring Bennett down.
Okay.
Let him. Yes.
All right. Here we go. You ready?
I feel good about your passion, Bennett.
We'll go in alphabetical order. Alphabetical order from guys I recognize. Okay.
Okay.
Alexei Ajinka. He played for the Pelicans there for a minute. Remember him?
No.
He had his moments.
What y'all think y'all gonna get? DeAndre Jordan? In the scrap heap?
There's a man on this pile. I know whose name you're going to say, and I'm waiting on it.
Omer.
He's terrible. Yeah. He ruined the Pelicans just trying to get rid of him.
Okay. Andrew Bogut. I believe he's in Australia right now. What about Bogut? I actually like Andrew Bogut. He could actually fill a role.
I could get behind that. I mean, dude, it's not like he's going to be playing that much.
I feel like Mark would like Bogut.
He would
that's
like Bogut.
That's how I feel. Yeah.
And that would keep him engaged, which you guys know is my, you know, that's my
Look,
main
I
priority.
I will say this. The interest in this Grizzly season, it needs to come from something other than Zach Randolph being a part of it. Okay? I mean, I'm just being honest. Like, everybody's like, is Evo coming back? Like, really? That's... That's
I do mean, agree I with that. Hope. I mean, this team is above 500. Like,
I know, and I mean, y'all are poop-pooing on it.
Listen, I'm going to be just as excited. But
it's not
going to
happen. It's not going to happen. Zach Randolph's not going to be a part of this
team.
I
agree. Like the whole narrative, like, when's Ebo come back? When's Ebo? Like, come on.
I feel like that's the only thing Grizzlies fans care about right now is if Zach Randolph's coming back.
Well, I cared. You're telling me that I need to stop caring?
Yes.
I know. Calkins told me that it's not happening. Mike Wallace made it sound it's not happening.
Give it up. Grit and grind's dead.
Hey, if it happens, though, we're going to celebrate.
Yes, but it'll feel a little weird. It's
Bogut,
like
we dinged. Who's next?
It's like getting in the shower and putting on the same clothes. It's like, okay, you know, I guess if you like the clothes,
let's get through these centers, Z-Bo? Please.
Yeah, I mean,
can't believe you talk like that about
this.
It's like old clothes
for this.
Who are you anymore? I don't even know who you are.
In 2018,
you wanted to keep it together.
In 2018, come on, we got to move on. We love Zach Randolph.
No, we don't.
Huh?
Dude, I'll take him back tomorrow.
You take him back, but like, I mean, in terms of him changing,
I can't. I don't.
As far as him coming in and being like a game changer,
I think having him
on the roster,
add something else going to get you to the final.
Yeah, having him on the roster, someone who can actually rebound the basketball makes a lot.
And love on Mark.
You can't bring Zach Randolph back and
tell
then
Mark take more than two shots.
Do whatever you want.
You can't bring Zach back and not bring back Tony. Then, so you got to bring back both.
Who says?
Yeah,
what's Sam Young doing? What's Sam Young? What's he up to?
Man, I don't. Sam was in the Bluff last I heard.
Oh, what about Tayshaun Prince? He's still with the organization. Can he suit up?
Enough.
Ed Davis?
Enough.
You want to just bring back the whole 2013 roster?
We need your tongue and cheekiness.
I'll take Ed Davis. He would actually probably help right now.
All right, I got to go down really far before I get to somebody that.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.